Yeah. Again, I don't know anything. I just would like to know. Okay. Here we are, Chesim and Beis. At the two dots, the Gemara begins the discussion of Shtei Sukkos Shel Yotzer. Zu Lefnim Mizu. You have two Sukkos, one inside of the other, in which a person who's a craftsman lives. So he lives in the inner Sukkah, and Rashi explains, and he sells his wares out of the outer Sukkah. Again, Sukkah here not being a... it is a kasher for a sukkah, but it also happens to be something that he lives in all year round. And it's kind of like a temporary dwelling, which he made permanent. This is the where he, like a flea market type situation. He lives in the inner sukkah, and he sells his wares out of the outer sukkah. So, shtei sukkos shel yotzer, zu lefnim mizu. Hapnimis ein sukkah. The inside one is not good for a sukkah. But, meaning where he lives permanently. But, chayev es b'mezuzah. It is chayev b'mezuzah. V'achitzayin sukkah. The outer vestibule is a sukkah. It's kosher for the mitzvah of sukkah. Uptura min a mezuzah. But it's potter for mezuzah. Why is the inner one no good for mezuzah, but the outer one is good for mezuzah? The assumption is that they're both constructed exactly the same. They both seem to be temporary dwellings. So why is the inner one, where he normally lives all year, no good for sukkah, whereas the outer one is good for a sukkah? So Rashi explains, Penimis ein a sukkah, and ba leishev besukkah, besaycha b'chag, l'shem sukkah, if you want to sit there, mitzvah of sukkah, he cannot be out to the mitzvah there. V'yafa gavdugah b'inan sukkah l'shem chag, even though it doesn't have to be built l'shema, which is what we'll get to in the mitzvah some of the next Amud, it doesn't have to be built l'shem mitzvah sukkah, daka beisil kaim alon, which is machlek is beisil and beisham in the next daf. Nonetheless, hacha ein a sukkah, dulo min kara milsa the l'shem sukkah hu darba. It's not obvious that he's sitting there for the mitzvah of sukkah. The hakol yamayis hashana dayar hasam v'roiv tashmisar v'sudas v'sheina seisham. He lives there the whole year, so it's not obvious that he's living there for the purpose of the mitzvah of sukkah, which sounds like a concern midrabanan, meaning midrayisa the sukkah should have been valid because it's built properly with all of the fulfilling all of the specifications of what a sukkah requires. But since he lives there the whole year, it's not obvious that he's living there for the mitzvah of sukkah. So therefore, midrabanan, he's not yotzei. But in the outer sukkah, which he normally doesn't stay there or sleep there, he just sells his items out of that sukkah. So if he sits there during the 7 days of sukkah, he'll be yotzei the mitzvah there, but not in the inner sukkah where he lives the entire year. However, if you look in the Chidushei HaRitva, there's a different shot. Chidushei HaRitva over here, Ois Beis. Chidushei HaRitva says, She'ena sukkah mishum davido ledira, because it's made as a permanent home. V'havelei kebayis. It's a house. And a house is no good. V'yika mishum tasalom min ha'asai komer min ha'asai mikvar shaloi l'shem tzel el lo'itza ledira v'hachim muchuk b'samach. Says Ritva, in order to be a valid sukkah, it has to be something that is only a temporary dwelling. If it's a permanent dwelling, then that's a bayis and not a sukkah. Sukkah is by definition a temporary dwelling, and therefore it's no good for the mitzvah of sukkah. So the Ritva seems to imply that this is a din midaraisa. He cannot be yotzei in the inner sukkah because since he lives there, not like Rashi, that it's not obvious that he's doing sitting there for the mitzvah of sukkah, but rather a concern midaraisa that it's more of a permanent home rather than a temporary home. And Rashi and the Ritva argue the Shitasim with regards to the next halacha that appears in the Gemara. If you skip a line, we're going to come back to that line that we skipped in a minute. But the Gemara goes on to a brisa. Tana Rabbanan, Ganbach, which is a Rosh Tevis for what? For Ganbach, Goyim, Noshim, Organin, where is this? Behema. And the chaf is kusim. So if these, if a sukkah was built by a guy, by a woman, by an animal, or by a kusi, so then the sukkah is kosher. Sukkah's goyim, sukkah's nashim, sukkah's behema, sukkah's kusim, sukkah mikol makom kshera. Uvavash et heim esuchechas kilchasa. As long as it is, the schach is put on it, is placed on it, kilchasa properly. My kilchasa, what does it mean kilchasa? Merchizda. V'husha asa l'tzel sukkah. As long as it was made for shade. That's the way Rashi interprets the Gemara. Amar Rav Chisda, look at Rashi. Haiko chasidika. Amar husha mechsukhech es yafa. It should have a proper amount of skach. The mucha milsa shiasa rishayna l'tzel haisa v'loy l'tznias b'yama. It shouldn't just be that it's there for privacy. Rather, it has to be made for the purpose of shade. And this is perhaps Rashi's position throughout the mitzvah, the Masechta the Sukkah, that a sukkah is only considered to be a kosher sukkah if the schach provides the right amount of shade. If you remember all the way from Beis Med Aleph, that the Gemara, the Mishnah, told us in order for a sukkah to be kosher, it has to be tzilosa meruba mechamosa. It has to be have more shade than sun. And Rashi interpreted that Gemara to mean, Rashi and Chav Beis Med Aleph, interpreted that Gemara to mean, that Mishnah to mean, that it has to have on the ground level more shade than sun, because an important part, perhaps the most important definition of what a sukkah is that it provides shade. Rashi said the sukkah is called sukkah al shem haschach because it's supposed to provide shade. So if it provides more shade than sun on the ground level, it's a kosher sukkah. If not, not. And the stipler said this Rashi is Lashitasa, he's following that general position of Rashi, that in order to be a kosher sukkah, the most important facet of it is, it has to provide shade. So therefore Rashi says, V'husha sol etzel sukkah means it was made properly to provide shade, not just to provide privacy. The Rush quotes in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, we mentioned this at the time, I think it was the first year of the year, quotes from Rabbeinu Tam, V'husha perish Rabbeinu Tam perish, sol etzel v'lo me'uva lahagen min amotar. It can't be too thick that it prevents any rain from entering the sukkah. Rabbeinu Tam held that the sukkah doesn't have to provide any shade. That's not an integral part of the definition of what a sukkah is all about. Rather, so what then does it mean? V'husha asal etzel sukkah means that it should only provide shade, but not that it prevents. Be so thick that it prevents the rain from entering into the sukkah. If it prevents the rain from entering into the sukkah, then the sukkah is no good. That was a subject we dealt with Rabbeinu Tam at length, if you remember, at that time. But that's the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, is that the sukkah has to allow rain to enter into the sukkah, and that's what the Gemara is telling us here. But husha asa l'tzel sukkah was only made for shade and not to prevent the rain from entering in the sukkah. The stipler said that Rabbeinu Tam goes l'shitasai, on Chav Beis Mebeis as well, that he is of the opinion there that it's not that you have to have tzilasa meruba mechamasa on the floor of the sukkah, that the sukkah actually has to provide shade. What that means is that on the level of the schach itself, in the ceiling, it has to be tzilasa meruba mechamasa or equal shade to sun, because not only do you have to have four walls on the sides of the sukkah, you have to have a wall on top of the sukkah. So it has to be more wall than open space, more wall than airspace. So tzilas and merubah mechamas is not an indication that you have to have shade on the ground of the sukkah, you know, where you're sitting. It's that indicating that on the top of the sukkah there should be a roof. That's one of the walls of the sukkah. And the way that the Gemara communicates that is by saying tzilas and merubah mechamas. How do you know that you have at the top part of the sukkah an equal or greater amount of wall to open air spaces by checking how much shade you have below? But the real ikar is above. The sukkah, though, doesn't have to provide any shade. So Rabbeinu Tam might also be l'shitasai, that the sukkah, though, is not integral, or that the sukkah provide any shade. However, the Ritva gives a different approach to this Gemara. That's similar to Rabbeinu Tam. But if you look on the second line over here, Ois Beis, V'anokon d'hoki komar, U'velvad sh'tehei asuya l'tzeo belvad, V'loi asuya l'dira. It has to be that it was only made for shade, but not as a permanent residence. Similar to Rabbeinu Tam, but he focused on preventing the rain from entering into the sukkah. The Ritva focuses on it being a permanent residence. If it's your permanent residence, it's not kosher for a sukkah. The imkein havalei kavua, it's a problem that it has to be made for the purpose of of a temporary dwelling, and this was already there. It can't be a permanent dwelling. So this Ritva seems to be following his general position that in order to be a kosher sukkah, it has to be a temporary dwelling. It can't be something that you live in all year long. That's what it means, v'husha asal letzel sukkah. It means it was made temporarily, not something that they live in all year long. If they live in all year long, that's no good for a sukkah. It has to be something that is temporary. So if you live there all year long, it's a bais and not a sukkah. And that's how the Ritva interpreted this Gemara over here by the Shtei Shukah Shol Yoitzim, the two tents of the artisans. the inner tent is no good for a sukkah because he lives there all year long. It's a bias, not a sukkah. The outer sukkah, he just sells his merchandise out of that sukkah. So if he decides to sit there during the yontif of sukkah, he could be yotzei to the mitzvah of sukkah there. Whereas Rashi interpreted that a sukkah, it's not a problem if a sukkah is a permanent residence. Sukkah is ganbach. When the sukkah, the Gemara says it has to be mesucheches keuchasa, it means that it has enough schach that it provides shade. And it shouldn't just be made for privacy. It has to have the proper amount of schach, like every sukkah. What then is the problem with the shtei sukkahs hayayitzim, with the inner sukkah? It's a problem with the rabbanon. It's not a problem that you live there all year long, other than the fact that no one knows you're sitting there for the mitzvah of sukkah. And it's not obvious you're sitting there for the mitzvah of sukkah. It's not recognizable. And therefore, it's a problem with the rabbanon that it has to be nikar, that you're sitting there for the purpose of the mitzvah of sukkah. So that's why the inner sukkah is no good for the mitzvah of sukkah, for either one of two reasons. Either because it's not nikar, it's not recognizable, midrabanan, you're sitting there for the purpose of the mitzvah, like Rashi, or because it has to be can't be some place that you live the whole year long, because it has to be a sukkah, a temporary dwelling, not a bias, not something that you live in all year long, which Ritva understood as a problem midrayraisa. However, the Gemara makes another distinction between these two sukkahs. One is, which we mentioned, the inner sukkah, you can't be yotzei to the mitzvah of sukkah, the outer sukkah, you can. And the other difference is with regards to mezuzah. What is that difference? The Gemara told us that the inner sukkah is chayiv in mezuzah, just the opposite of the mitzvah of sukkah. The inner sukkah, where he lives all year long, is chayiv in mezuzah. V'achitzayna sukkah u'peturim in a mezuzah. The outer sukkah, where he sells his merchandise, is kosher for the mitzvah of sukkah, but it's pater from mezuzah. So, frag the Gemara, v'amai. Let the outer sukkah, both of these are, temporary, we'll see in a second, but the assumption right now is both of these are temporary. So, but let the outer sukkah be a beishar, meaning an entryway, a foyer, for the inner sukkah. And just like, since the sukkah, meaning the one that he uses as a residence, is chayv mezuzah, so too the outer sukkah should be chayv mezuzah, even if not in its own merits, but by virtue of the fact that it's a beis shar, it's an entryway into the inner sukkah. That's Gemara's question. So Gemara responds, mishum deloy kevia, it's not permanent. What does that mean? Because it's not permanent, and therefore it's not a beis shar. Which would be chayv mezuzah. What does that mean? So look at Rashi, Mishum deloy kevia, the first of the wide lines. Says Rashi, loy zu veloy zu. What's loy zu veloy zu? Rabbi said, what's loy zu veloy zu? Not this one, not that one. What does he mean? Both. Both the inner sukkah and the outer sukkah, neither one are permanent. So therefore, you're not chayv mezuzah. The inner sukkah, even though it's chayv mezuzah. Why is it chayv mezuzah? Because you live there all year long. It's a temporary dwelling, though. It's not a permanent dwelling. But since you live there all year long, it's no good for sukkah. But since you live, it's not obvious, or because it's a bias, whatever, we discussed. But since it's not, since you live there all year long, you're chayv mezuzah, even though it's a temporary, it's built out of temporary materials. But since it is built out of this flimsy materials, which is only used for temporary dwellings, therefore, it's not entitled to have an entryway, to have a foyer. So even though the primary sukkah where he lives is chayv mezuzah, the outer sukkah cannot qualify as a beis shar for the inner sukkah. A beis shar is when you have a chashuv, a home, so then you can have a foyer. You can have an entryway, even though you don't really live in the entryway, the vestibule, but okay, you have a chashuv of a home, it's entitled to have a beis shar. But if you have this flimsy home, even though the home is chayv mezuzah because you live there all year long, but it's not entitled to have a beis shar, that's how Rashi learns the Gemara. Ve'ein ha'pnim is chashuv aliyos lo beis shar. However, if you look at the Rambam is a different shot. But if you look at the Rambam, over here, Eis Gimel. Shtei sukkah shol yaitzim, zu lefnim mizu. Hachitzayna p'tura min ha-mezuzah lefi she'ena kavua. So the Rambam says, when the Gemara said that it's not kavua, and therefore the outer sukkah is potter in mezuzah because it's temporary. The Gemara was only discussing the outer sukkah. The inner sukkah might be permanent. Who knows? Maybe it is. That's not what the Gemara was discussing. Maybe the inner sukkah is built out of permanent materials, and that's why it's chayav mezuzah. We don't know. But when the Gemara said deloy kaviya, and therefore it's not a beis shar to qualify for mezuzah, the Gemara was only addressing the outer sukkah. Lefi she'ena kavua, and therefore it's exempt from mezuzah. Doesn't qualify as a beis shar. The Ravid is quick to disagree. Says the Ravid, af penimis ein lo keva. He says, like Rashi, neither one is permanent. That's why it's not considered to be a beis shar, because in order to qualify, to be entitled, to have an entryway, you have to be permanent yourself. And since the inner sukkah, even though it's chayv and mezuzah independently, because he lives there all year long, it's not entitled to have a beis shar. It doesn't get the privileges, you know, and the fringe benefits of other permanent homes. It doesn't get a beis shar. However, the Rambam understood that the Gemara is addressing only the outer sukkah. When the Gemara asks, let it be a beis shar for the inner one, and b'chayev, the Gemara says, no, it's temporary. And therefore, it's not entitled to be a beis shar. Not that the inner one is temporary, but the outer one is temporary. If you look at the Kesef Mishnah, he just explains the nuts and bolts here. Miloshim Rabbeinu Nireh, the Mishum, the Loi Kavua, Loi Kai, El Ala Chitzoyno. It's only going on the outer sukkah. Umasig Olav, the Hei Ravid disagrees with him. The Chitzoyno. Hayaroi Lachayv, Mitzan Atzma, Mishum, the Loi Kavia, Gamma Penimis Loi Kavia. If you're going to say the outer one can't be Chayv and Mezuzah because it's not permanent, the inner one isn't permanent either. Vitipater. But the inner one is Chayv because you live there. So the Gemara is now asking, well, since the inner one is chayv, since you live there, let the outer one be a beis shar. And the Gemara says, no, the inner one isn't a full residence. It only just happens to be because you live there, but it's built temporarily. That's how the Ravid and Rashi understood. But the Rambam understood it was only addressing the outer sukkah. But Tam Rabbeinu, he says in the third to last line, Dekeva da'amur b'gemara mishum de lo kavua mash malay de lo kai el al chitzoyna. It only is going on the outer sukkah. V'hachi kamar pnimis kevin denasis l'shem diras keva chayeves. Aval chitzoynes go nasis l'shem diras keva ein lechayva afil mitam beishar. So Chaim Knievsky has a sefer on Hilchas Mezuzah called. He wrote his own Mishnah Brura. I mean, it's written like the Mishnah Brura, you know, on Hilchas Mezuzah, which is ironic, by the way. There was a sefer called Gufe Halachis that was written on Hilchas Nida, which is like a Mishnah Brura, printed in, I don't know, 50s by a Rav in New York. Excellent sefer. Excellent. But he was put in Cheirim because he called it Vahu Mishnah Brura HaChadash. That's what he wrote. So he was put in Cheirim because he said, well, who are you to write a Mishnah Brura? People argued with him. So he actually only printed the first volume and the third volume. There's no second volume. People think this is, you know, I have the first and third. I never was zayecha to get the second. There is no second volume because he was punachayim. He never printed a second volume, but it's excellent. I know Hilchas Nida called Gufei Halachas. Anyway, what's funny is after subsequently, everybody now publishes svarim on different sections of Shulchan Aruch that are patterned after the Mishnah Berurah. People just give it different names. Almost every section of Shulchan Aruch now has a sefer written on it that's patterned after the Mishnah Berurah, meaning it has one that's, you know, a running commentary, one with more at-length essays, like Kabir Halacha. Anyway, Reb Chaim Knievsky himself printed a sefer on Hilchas Mezuzah years ago, decades ago, which is a classic already, called the Parsha Sedura. That's his what his Mishnah Berurah commentary is called. So in this Parsha Sedura, he actually didn't write it on Shulchan Aruch Hilchas Mezuzah, he wrote it on the Mesechtes Ketanis, the Brises of called Mesechtes Mezuzah. Within the Brises, the Mesechtes Ketanis that are printed in the Shas after Rabbi Dezara, like Mesechtes Kala, Mesechtes Smoches, which is about Hilchas Avelos. So there's also Mesechtes Mezuzah. So he printed a commentary like the Mishnah Berurah on Mesechtes Mezuzah, called the Parsha Sedura. So in that Parsha Sedura, he claims that there's a fundamental machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam going on over here. And that is, according to Rashi, a beis shar is chayv and mezuzah, not independently, but as an entryway into the residence. It's chayv like vicariously because of the house. So not only is the house chayv and mezuzah, but a beis shar to a house is chayv and mezuzah because it opens up into the house. So therefore, what the Gemara is saying is, even though the house itself is chayv and mezuzah, but since the house itself is temporary, so it doesn't get to all the fringe benefits of a regular home. And therefore, it's Beit Shar, its entryway, is not Chayv and Mezuzah. Because the whole reason you're Chayv and Mezuzah in a Beit Shar in the first place is because it enters into the home. So then in order to qualify for that, it has to be a proper home that it's built out of permanent materials. And if it's built out of temporary materials, it's not entitled to the distinction of being a Beit Shar, and it wouldn't be Chayv and Mezuzah. However, according to the Rambam, a Beit Shar, an entryway into a home, is Chayv independently. Just like all of the rooms of the home are Chayv and Mezuzah, a Beit Shar to a home is a residence enough, or it provides, you know, living quarters enough to be called Chayv and Mezuzah independently. Not only does it have to be your bedroom, or a living room, or a den, is one of the rooms of the home. You know what else is a room of the home? A Beit Shar. And a Beit Shar is Chayv independently. That's called your residence, just as much as the home itself. And therefore, the Rambam's opinion is, we don't have to, you know, say that the home is temporary, and therefore it's not entitled to a Beit Shar. The Beit Shar is temporary. And since you don't live, you know, it's not your, the primary residence of the home, it's not your bedroom or your living room, it's on a lesser degree, since it's temporary, it's not Chayv and Mezuzah. The home itself might be permanent. It might be a permanent home. And that's why your Chayv and Mezuzah there. But what the outside sukkah is temporary, so it's good for the mitzvah of sukkah, but it's not Chayv and Mezuzah. Why? Because it's a temporary dwelling. It's a beis, that itself is temporary. And the reason why you're Chayv in a Beit Shar is not because it opens up into the home. The home here might be permanent. It's because the Beit Shar itself is temporary, and therefore the Beit Shar is not considered to be any kind of residential or living quarters. And that's why it's exempt. So Chaim Kanievsky claims that's the machlekes here between the Rashi and the Rambam, is why are you Chayv in a Beit Shar? Are you Chayv in a Beit Shar because it opens up into the home? And that's why Rashi had to say, since the home is temporary, it's not entitled to a Beit Shar. And the Rambam understood, no, Beit Shar is Chayv independently. That itself is part of the residence. And the reason why you're not Chayv over here in the outer sukkah as being a Beit Shar to the inner sukkah is because the outer sukkah is temporary, and that's why you're not Chayv. It doesn't qualify in its own merits. This machlekes, though, comes up, might have, first of all, has relevance halacha l'maisa. We all agree that a Beit Shar is Chayiv. The question is why? And everyone agrees here it's not in the Shtei Shukas HaYotzim, either because both are temporary or because the outer one is temporary. But it comes up with regards to the mitzvah of Sukkah. The Gemara says over here, Sechtes Yuma, over here is Dawud, Sukkas HaChag B'Chag, the Sukkah of... it was built for the mitzvah of Sukkah on Yom Tov itself. Rabbi Yehuda mechayv chachamim poitrim. Rabbi Yehuda holds is chayv in the mitzvah of mezuzah, and chachamim hold the sukkah is exempt in mezuzah. How do we paskin? Anybody put a mezuzah on their sukkah? Hope not. You know, we paskin like the chachamim. A sukkah is not chayv in mezuzah. So Gemara continues. B'shai ma'is hashana kuli amalo pligi de petura. The whole year long, everybody agrees you're not chayv in mezuzah. Why? It's a temporary dwelling. You're not chayv in mezuzah on a temporary dwelling. Kipligi b'shiva. The machlekes says, what about during the 7 days of Sukkot? Rabbi Yehuda l'taime. Rabbi Yehuda follows his reasoning throughout Masechta Sukkot. The Amar Sukkot diras keva b'inan. In order to be yoy to the mitzvah of Sukkot, it has to be a permanent dwelling. So therefore, for Rabbi Yehuda, at least during the 7 days of Sukkot, the Sukkah is deemed, is elevated to be considered a permanent dwelling. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds in that base of Meralef, that a Sukkot l'mal me'asum amah is kosher. Because a sukkah is allowed, according to one opinion, the Gemara, a sukkah is diras, a sukkah l'mal ma'aser mam is a diras keva, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that a sukkah has to be a diras keva. So even though the whole year long, it might be a temporary dwelling, let's say you have a sukkah, you leave up the whole year long, come the mitzvah, and it's not like a permanent part of the house, but come the mitzvah, or if you, let's say you build it for 7 days in July, you wouldn't be chayv mezuzah, comes the mitzvah, the yontif of sukkah is your chayv mezuzah, because it's endowed with a certain measure of permanence by virtue of the fact you're using it for the mitzvah of sukkah, and sukkah dir is kevabena. V'rabbanu l'tamayu, v'rabbanu follow their reasoning that they hold throughout the mesech the sukkah, sukkah dir is arai bo'inon. It has to be a temporary dwelling. And therefore, it's not chayv in the mitzvah of mezuzah. So that's, we all know that. We pass like the chamim, sukkah dira sarai bo'inon, and therefore you're not chayv in mezuzah on a sukkah. It has to be a temporary dwelling. What if, though, you have, like some people have in their home, you have the retractable roof. Okay, you have, let's say, a den, and there's no second floor, and you have a roof there the whole year long, permanent roof. Do you have a mezuzah going into the den? I certainly hope so. It's one of the rooms of the house. So you have a mezuzah going into the den, assuming it has a properly constructed doorway. And then on Sukkos, you retract the roof and you put schach on top. What happens to the mezuzah? What happens to the mezuzah? So Piskei Tshuva has a machlekes achrayim about that. One opinion is that all Sukkos, every sukkah, is by definition has to be a diras arai. How is it expressed as being a diras arai? The roof. The schach is a temporary roof. So therefore, since it's a diras arai, it's okay. You know, even though the walls are built out of brick and mortar, but the schach is arai, and that makes it into a diras arai. But since for the 7 days of Sukkot, when you have the schach there, it's a diras arai, one opinion in the Piskei Tshuva is you have to remove the mezuzah. Look over here in the third line. V'das gadol echad, tzarech achakach likach misham mezuzah. You have to take it off. And after Yontif, put it back with a bracha. When you put back the real roof, put it back with a bracha. But then the Piskei Tshuva quotes him a Tshuvas Arba Turei Oven. He writes over here on the first line, he says most people have this, okay? Now it's only for the certain social status, but alright. They take off the roof. They put schach on top. They leave it there. They put back the schach. Nothing changed. It was chayv from mezuzah the whole time. You don't have to take it off and put it back on after yontif with a mezuzah, with a bracha. It's all kosher the whole time. Mezuzah the whole way. Because since it's a permanent room the entire year, so even though sukkah diras arai bo'inan, that means that the roof has to be built out of temporary materials, but it doesn't take a permanent room from the whole year and make it arai. This is a permanent room the whole year, so it's chayvim mezuzah. When did the Chachamim hold Sukkah Diras Arayin is exempt from mezuzah if you built a temporary room just for Sukkahs, a hut? So then it's exempt from mezuzah. But if it's there the whole year long, ain't a chinami, it'll be chayvim mezuzah. And the other opinion of Piskei Tshuva is no. By definition, it has to be a Diras Arayin. Once it's used for the mitzvah of Sukkah, even though it's a permanent year room the whole year long, you have to take off the mezuzah. Or at least after Yom Tov, put it back up with a bracha. How do we paskin? It comes up. A lot of people have this. So the Aruch HaShulchan claims we paskin like the Arbor Turei Oven. That it's chayv from mezuzah the whole year long. Even during the mitzvah of Sukkos, even though do Sukkah Dira Sarai, that means if you put it up a temporary dwelling, it's not chayv from mezuzah. But if you have a permanent room that you use the whole year long, you keep the mezuzah there through Yontif, and you leave it there after Yontif, like a regular room in the house. Because it's a permanent room. So you're chayv mezuzah. And even though the roof is temporary, he says it's no worse than the inner sukkah here. Rashi said the inner sukkah, the shtei sukkahs hayoytzerim, both are temporary, but the inner one, you're chayv mezuzah. Why are you chayv mezuzah? Because you live there. So you're chayv mezuzah. You can't be yoy to the mitzvah sukkah there because it's not nika that you're sitting there for the purpose of the mitzvah sukkah, but in your home, in your den, where you remove the roof and put schach there, now it's nika, you're sitting there for the purpose of the mitzvah sukkah. You just put schach, you took off the regular roof and you put the schach. Now it's nikar, but it is a permanent room. It should be chayv in the mitzvah of sukkah. You chayv in the mitzvah of sukkah and it should be chayv in the mitzvah of mezuzah. Even though it has a wicker roof, you know, where rain comes in, it should be no worse than the inner sukkah of the sukkah sayyotzrim, which was also chayv in mezuzah. Even though it has a schach roof. Rashi said you couldn't sit there for the sukkah because not nika, you're sitting there for the mitzvah of sukkah, but it sounds like the schach is kasha. So you see, you don't need a permanent roof, even a temporary roof, you know, chayv mezuzah, as long as you live there the whole year long. So too over here, you live there the whole year long, even though you took off the roof and put schach there, it should be still a chayv mezuzah. So Aruch HaShulchan claims we should pass them like that. Should leave the mezuzah up. However, the Mishnah Berurah disagrees. Mishnah Berurah mentions this in Hilchos Sukkah. Over here, Ois Vav. Because of our Prima Gadim, Besoiv Simen Tov Resh Mem Gimel, of course the Prima Gadim is a super commentary on the Magen Avraham and the Taz in Aruch Chaim. A super commentary, I mean, not that he's excellent, he happens, doesn't need my Haskam of the Prima Gadim, but he's a commentary on a commentary. So that's a super commentary. Anyway, So Kazvar Prima Galim, Besav Simon Tov Reish Mem Gimel, Mezuzah B'Sukkah Potter. Umashma, there's no mezuzah on a sukkah. Mashma Chedesh Kol Hashana Shadar Bo Tomid U'V'Sukkah Masir Agag. You remove the roof on sukkahs. Afiu Haki B'Sukkah is Petura De'B'Shiva Yamim Lav Kevah Mikri. Even though this is your den, the whole year long comes the Yom Tov Sukkahs is by definition labeled as a sukkah arai, and it's not no longer chayv a mezuzah. But why can't I just leave a mezuzah there anyway? Well, the answer is, if it was really pater, after Yom Tov, you'd have to take it down and put it back up with a bracha. But then there'll be another problem, Rabbi say. Let's say your den is pater mezuzah. What else does the den open up into? The living room. The kitchen. I don't know, however your house is arranged. So, it opens up into other rooms. Let's say the den is pater, right? So now, which way did I have the mezuzah? Let's say we had in this room, lemashal. We could forget about all the floors on top. This would retract. We put schach here. According to the Prima Gadim, we said we keep the mezuzah. The Aruch HaShulchan says keep the mezuzah here. There's a permanent room the whole year long. So we keep the mezuzah here. Just means if you build a sukkah for sukkahs, it's all right. You know, you don't have a mezuzah. But if you have it a room the whole year long, keep the mezuzah, and even though the roof is temporary, it should be no worse than the inner circle of the sukkah sayayitzim. It was also chayv mezuzah, even though it had a temporary roof. Fine, that's Aruch HaShulchan. However, the Prima Gadim says, no, since you remove the roof, by definition, a sukkah has to be a dira sarai. It's pater mezuzah, 1 minute. So this is pater mezuzah. What will be the difference? After Yom Tov is over, we'd have to take the mezuzah down, put it back up with the bracha. What will be another difference? What will be another difference, everybody say? If this room is exempt, what's the difference now? Well now, 1 minute, if I'm exempt here, and I walk into that room, that's chayv mezuzah. So I have to take the mezuzah off the right side of the doorpost, entering the house, entering the room, and put it on the right side, leaving the room. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah writes. So Mishnah Yesh lo shnei chadarim, zeh lefnim mizeh, two rooms, em hoylech mechadra l'sukkah, Pesach Hatzukah Tzarech La HaMezuzah Tzarech Mezuzah Mishum Chedroi. You have to put a mezuzah going into the other room. V'mharlech Misukah LeChedro Be'inin Sheh Pesach HuMecheder HaSukah. Oh, okay, 1 second. We'll get to that in a second, okay? So you have to switch the mezuzah and put it on the other side going in. V'mharlech Mechedro LeSukah Pesach HaSukah Tzarech Mezuzah Mishum Chedroi. The doorpost of the mezuzah, of the sukkah, let's say this would be the sukkah, the roof would retract, we have to take the mezuzah off and put it going the other way. Okay. But what about the following situation, he says? V'mhoylech misukkah lechedroi. What if, instead of being an inner room, you have this retractable roof, which we said is a big machlekes, is it remain, everybody has this, it's a big shayla and paiskin. Mishnah Berurah says you have to take off the mezuzah, put it on the other way. I don't know anybody who does that, but I don't know too many people have these retractable roofs. Anybody have one of these? You have one?
My neighbor.
But they wouldn't know from this. They know about it? No, I doubt it. But there are shuls that have this. Anyway, so the big machlokes, I guess, you leave the mezuzah, you have to put it the other way. I think we leave the mezuzah, and I bet that's what most people do, because either ignorance, or perhaps they possibly the Aruch HaShulchan. But the mezuzah remains. The Bir Halacha said, the Prima Galim said, the mezuzah should be switched to the other way. It's by definition a diras arai. What about the following situation? I have my sukkah, which, let's say I have a sukkah, I don't know anybody who has this, has a sukkah that's built in front of their front door. Anybody have a sukkah built in front of their front door? Very unusual. But let's say you had a sukkah built in front of your front door. So is the sukkah chayv mezuzah? We said, no. Sukkah's a chag b'chag, ediris arayz, potter mezuzah. Fine. What if it's a permanent room? We discussed. What about if the sukkah serves as an entryway into the home? A beis shar into the home. So the home is a what? Permanent dwelling. L'chol adeis. What about the sukkah? Sukkah is pater mezuzah, but 1 minute. It's a beis shar to the house. Most people have their sukkah in the back. But let's say it would be an entryway into the house. So you chayv in a sukkah, even though it's temporary, you chayv in a sukkah, or if it's permanent, according to the Prima Gadim, but you take the roof off and put schach there, are you chayv in mezuzah by virtue of the fact that it's a beis shar to the house?
Anywhere?
On the sukkah?
In your house.
I have one in my house, the front door that goes into my living room. But now, a Beis Shaar also chayv mezuzah. Ooh, do you put one on the sukkah if it's a Beis Shaar to the house? That's this exact situation as Rashi and the Rambam. The inner house is kavua. The outer Beis Shaar is a sukkah. Chayv mezuzah, no. Says the Mishnah Berura. Mishnah Berura. Normative halacha. V'mahalach misukkah lechedroi. Be'inyan shah pesach humecheder hasukkah. That's the entry into the home. Yesh lomar shechayv hu b'mezuzah b'pesach hasukkah pasuach l'shus harabim. V'kadoyma d'havi k'bei shar. Yechayv mezuzah. Wow. It could be by a side door too, by the way. If the way you get into the house is through the sukkah into the side door, yechayv mezuzah midin bei shar. Wow. I have that in my back door. The way you walk into the back door of the house is through the sukkah. Otherwise, you have to get rain or whatever. You want to carry right out of the kitchen into the sukkah. That's the best way to do it. So should the sukkah be chayv mezuzah by virtue of the fact that it's a beis shaar to the house? If you have a mud room in the back, you put a mezuzah on it. So why not the sukkah too? So Mishnah Berurah says you're right. You would. So Chaim Kanievsky in the Parasha Sedura disagrees. He says no. This is only for who? For Rashi. Rashi said, why is a beis shaar chayiv? By verb, because it's an entry into the home, because it opens up into the home. So as long as the home is permanent, even though the beis shaar is temporary, you should be chayv in mezuzah. Why is the outer sukkah and our gemara potter in mezuzah? Because the inner room is temporary too. But if the inner room, the inner sukkah would be permanent, even though the outer beis shaar is temporary, you'd be chayv in mezuzah in the outer beis shaar. Because it's chayv by virtue of the inner house. It's not chayv in its own merits. It's not that it's not your residence or your living quarters, the beis shaar, because it opens up into the house. As long as the house is permanent, the beis shaar is chayv, even though it's temporary. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky claims this psak makes sense according to Rashi. But according to the Rambam, why is the beis shaar exempt? Why is the beis shaar chayv? Its own merits, that's part of the living quarters. But if the beis shaar is temporary, even if the house would be permanent, the beis shaar is still exempt. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky claims that's why the meaning is no one puts a mezuzah on any sukkah, even though it opens up into the house. Is because of the opinion of the Rambam. Could be a beis shaar is only chayv mezuzah. Is chayv mezuzah on its own merits? That because it opens up into the home. In which case, the beis shaar has to be permanent, and a sukkah by definition has to be temporary. I think that's why I've never seen this. It would be cool to see it. That would be the Mishnah Berurah's psak. Interesting, but Chaim Kanievsky claims not obligated to do it. It's itself the machlek seen Rashi in the Rambam. I believe that this machlek is though really goes to the heart. You'll see, really goes to the heart of why whether a beis shaar is chayv in the first place. If you look at Taisus writes, "But they have a chitzoina beis shaar lepnimis the chayv mezuzah." Taisus says, "Let the outer circle be a beis shaar and be chayv mezuzah because it opens up into the inner one." So Taisus says, "Really, a beis shaar is chayv mezuzah? What we've been assuming this whole time?" He says, Beis Shaar is Chayv Mezuzah. We have a Mishnah, a Brisa, I'm sorry, Mesechus Menachos. Beis Shaar Sedrum and Pesach Chayv Mezuzah. But he says, we have another Gemara Mesechus Yuma. Dimatinan Lohumi Mezuzah. It's a contradiction. Gemara Mesechus, half the halakhas of Mezuzah are found in Menachos, half are found in Yuma. So he says, Dimatinan Lohumi Mezuzah, Midachsiv Bias. Ma Bias, Miyuchal Ladira, Yatsu Eilish, Shem Yuchadim Ladira. Nobody lives in the entryway. So is a beis shaar chayv mezuzah in the first place? Taisus gives two terutzim. It's a contradiction. Gemara Maseches Menachos says yes. Gemara Maseches Yuma says no. So Taisus gives one distinction. Yesh mechalkim bein pasuach lebayis lepasuach legina. If it opens up into a house, it's chayv mezuzah. If it opens up into a gina, a garden, where do you have a beis shaar that opens up into a garden? You can have, if you live in a big estate, a gatehouse beis shaar that opens up into, let's say, a front yard, and then you go into the house. So if the beis shaar doesn't open up directly into the home, it opens up into the garden, so then it's not chayv mezuzah. That's one distinction. Depends what it opens up into. Then Taisus gives a different distinction, the next line, b'tzarech leimar, ha-dayraisa ha-dayrabanan. No, he gives a different teretz. Mid-dayraisa, a beis shaar is not chayv mezuzah. Mid-rabanan, it's chayv mezuzah. And the Gemara Maseches Menachos means Midrabanan is Chayv Mezuzah, and the Gemara Maseches Yuma means Midrashah is Potter. The other teretz and taisis was no. The Gemara Masechta Menachos is discussing what opens up into the home. Then the Beis Shaaretz Chayvim Mezuzah. The Gemara Masechta Yuma is when it was opening up into the Gina. This is two opinions in Shulchan Aruch. An entry in Hilchos Mezuzah, Siman Reish Pei Vav. Beis Shaar is Chayvim Mezuzah. One opinion is in the Shulchan Aruch that a Beis Shaar is only Chayvim Mezuzah. It opens up into the home. If it opens up into the garden, it's Patur Mezuzah. The other opinion Shulchan Aruch is that a Beis Shaar is always Chayvim Mezuzah Midrabanan, even if it doesn't open up into the home. What is the Machlokes about? This issue. Why is a Beis Shaar Chayvim Mezuzah? If it's Chayvim Mezuzah, even though it doesn't open up into the home, at least Midrabanan is Chayvim Mezuzah, that implies that a Beis Shaar independently is like a mini residence. Not only is the residence the primary rooms where you live and you eat and you sleep and you drink and all those, but the entryway is also a residence of sorts, at least midrabanan. And therefore, even if it doesn't open up into the home, chayv mezuzah. And the opinion that other opinion Shulchan Aruch, the only chayv in a beis shaar if it opens up into the home is because that opinion holds a beis shaar is not really chayv. It's not a residence at all. It's chayv because it opens up into the home, and every home is entitled to have a beis shaar. And therefore, you're chayv in the beis shaar. Again, seems to be reflect same two opinions, Machlek is Rashi and the Rambam. Another issue which might hinge on this is Pesachei Tshuva writes over here, Zion, in the name of the Chamudei Daniel. What about a Beis Shaar that's less than Dalet al Dalet? And the minimum size for a room to be Chayv Mezuzah is 7 feet by 7 feet, Dalet Amos by Dalet Amos. So the Chamudei Daniel says, yeah, that's an irregular room. Nira Dafka Beis Dira Tzarek Shia Dalet al Dalet Aval Beis Shaar Afil Lesbu Dalet al Dalet Chayoven. Why? I'll tell you why. Because he believes that a Beis Shaar is Chayv Mezuzah not because of its own merits, it's itself a residence. It's because it opens up into the home. So as long as it opens up into the home, it's useful even if it's less than Dalet al Dalet. And it doesn't have to be Dalet al Dalet. It's an appendage to the home, which itself is Dalet al Dalet. It's not independently Chayav. However, many others disagree that a Beis Shaar also has to be Dalet al Dalet. Many disagree with this Chamudei Daniel. That a Beis Shaar is only Chayav if it's Dalet al Dalet. And if you don't think this happens, it happens all the time. How many times do you see an entryway to a house and the house has a little foyer when you come in, which is not Dalet al Dalet? Then it has another doorway which enters into the living room. Oftentimes, you have this. All the time, it's less than Dalet al Dalet. So a Beis Shaar, that's a Beis Shaar. It's a way of getting into the home. You don't really live there. It's a Beis Shaar. So we said it's Chayv Mezuzah because it's attached to the home. Maybe Daraisa, maybe Darabonon. That's why many people put their nicest mezuzah on the front door. It really is a bad place to put your nicest mezuzah. Because oftentimes the front door, little Beis Shaar, is not Dalet al Dalet. We put a mezuzah there, yes. And we probably make a bracha too. It opens up into the home, and at least you have a mezuzah into Rabbanan. And even though if it's less than Dalet al Dalet, I mean, it's a machlekes over here. Chamudei Daniel says yes, many others disagree. So it's really not the best place to start putting up your mezuzah, and I wouldn't put my nicest mezuzah there. I'll put my nicest mezuzah on the bedroom door. The bedroom is the best room because it has, in order to be Chayv Mezuzah, I think we mentioned this, you have to make a bracha, it has to have a door. There's no physical door, even though it has a doorway. We put a mezuzah there, but we can't make a bracha on that. So I would put my nicest mezuzah on, and oftentimes the only rooms in the house that have doors are bathrooms, which are exempt for mezuzah. If you have an office, I guess, or a bedroom. Those are usually the rooms that have doors. So you put your nicest mezuzah on one of the bedroom doors. And that's where you start putting up. If you're putting up mezuzahs all at once, you make one bracha on all the mezuzahs, and you try not to talk in the middle, like Bedikas Chametz. So then you would start making the bracha on the bedroom, because half the other door rooms you're going to put a mezuzah on are not chayv mezuzah, you know, according to all opinions. So if there's no door, you can't make a bracha. Or if it's less than Dalet al Dalet in the front hallway, we put a mezuzah there. But you don't want to put your nicest mezuzah there. And if it's less than Dalet al Dalet, according to some, you might not even be chayv mezuzah. In a more complicated situation. So you want to put your nicest mezuzah, you start putting up mezuzahs on the bedroom doors. But this machlekes also hinges upon why you chayvin a beis shah. You chayvin a beis shah because it enters into the home, in which case, as long as the home is da'ar al-da'ar, even though the beis shah is less than da'ar al-da'ar, you should be okay. Or no, you have to have da'ar al-da'ar in the beis shah because the beis shah is only chayvin mezuzah because it itself is considered to be part of the residence. In which case, it has to be da'ar al-da'ar. In which case, it has to be permanent. It can't be temporary. Rashi said the beis shah doesn't have to be permanent. The beis shah can be temporary. The only reason here the outer sukkah is not chayvin mezuzah is because the inner residence itself is temporary. But if the inner residence would be permanent, the outer residence, the beis shah, could be temporary. Like we said, Mishnah Berurah said you have to put a mezuzah on a sukkah that opens up into a permanent home. And the Rambam felt the beis shah is chayvin its own merits. So it has to be permanent, and it might even have to be da'ar al-da'ar, and certainly, but it might not have to open up into the home. Because according to Rashi, you're only chayvin a beis shah if it opens up into the home. And we said that's two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch. Whether you're chayvin a beis shah that doesn't open up into the home. It's a similar related issue, not the same. And in fact, you'll see it doesn't cut along party lines. But look, the Gemara says in Masechtas Yuma the following. Tana Rabbanon. But it says, Uchsavtem al mezuzos beisecha. You should write them on the doorposts of your home. Uvisharecha. And your gateways. Says the Gemara, Echad Shari Batim, Echad Shari Chatzerois, Echad Shari Medinois, Echad Shari Shari Ayorois, Yesh Ben Chayvus Mezuzah. The gates of the town, we don't have this in our setting, but the gates of the town should have a mezuzah. The gates of this country should have a mezuzah. Okay. All these things are Chayvus Mezuzah. What is one of the things that's Chayvus Mezuzah? The gates of your house. But also the gates of your Chatzer are Chayvus Mezuzah. If you happen to have a gate on a or a doorway leading to a courtyard, be chayiv mezuzah too. Why you chayiv there? Says the Tosfos Yerushalmi in the name of Yerushalmi. Taima shederech sham nechnasim labatim. Why you chayiv on the gates? Because it leads to the house, kind of like a beis shar. Same idea. Leads to the house. So even though the Rambam felt a beis shar is chayiv independently, here the Rambam says a chutzer, if it has a gate, a doorway, is only chayiv because it opens up into the home. Over here, the Rambam tests. Because it opens up into the house. That's why you're chayiv mezuzah there. Because it opens up into the house. However, this seems to be a machlokes rishonim. That's the Rambam's opinion. But other rishonim disagree. And a big difference, Lamaisa. The Gemara says over here, Masechtas Menachos, the following. Ois Yud. Hani Pischei Shamoi, Peturin Min HaMezuzah. A Pischei Shamoi. What's a Pischei Shamoi? Not built by Beis Shammai. A Pischei Shamoi is that it's a poorly constructed doorway. So Gemara asks, though, my Pischei Shamoi, what does it mean? How poorly constructed is it that it's exempt from Mezuzah? So Pligi Ba, Rabbi Chumi v'Abba Yosi, Chad Omar less lehu tikra, doesn't have a tikra. Chad Omar the less lehu shakufi, it doesn't have side posts. So what does it mean? It doesn't have a tikra. The side posts we get. If it doesn't have side posts, you can't put a mezuzah on anything. If it's like an open doorway, you know, like an open wall, there's no mezuzah because there's no doorpost. You have to have a doorpost. Aleph Beis of putting up a mezuzah. What is it? Les lehu tikra. What does that mean? So Rashi has two opinions. One opinion is, it doesn't have a lintel. In order to be a doorpost, in order to be a doorway, you have to have two mezuzos, two side posts, and one lintel. If you don't have those three components, you don't have a doorway, you put the mezuzah. That's halacha lemaisa, by the way. You might have two doorposts, but there's no lintel on top, no mezuzah. Fine. Basics of mezuzah. The other opinion in Rashi is, no, it doesn't have a roof. You come into a room, look at this metal doorway, like a bomb door, whatever, but there's no roof here. Then no mezuzah. In order to be chayv mezuzah, you got to have a roof. Not a lintel on top, that's one opinion in Rashi. This opinion is, there has to be a roof in the room. So the Beis Yosef, of course, the Rishayim, Taisus already, Masechtas Menachos, yes, and Rashi. Because of our Rosh over here, Lelishan Achrina Kasha. If you have a doorway that leads into a courtyard, nobody had a roofed courtyard. Of course it was open. And if you're chayiv on a doorway into a chatzer, how could a doorway in your home that happens to have no roof be worse? You hear the kasha? Strong kasha. Venirali, says the Rosh, the ain raya mi'chatzer lebayis. The chatzer darkei liyoska. A chatzer is usually used in that way. It's useful without a roof. A room in your house without a roof is a garnished gitan. It's useless. We call that, you can't use it for anything. Because it's nishkin chatzer, nishkin bayis. What are you going to use it for? Nothing. Not usable. So no mezuzah. A chatzer is usable when it's open. It's a garden. Beautiful. You could use it. So he says it's usable without a roof. That's why it's kayin. A house, a room in your house without a roof is totally useless. Then the Beis Yosef quotes from Rabbeinu Manoach, Kosav. Then no, there's a difference. Av agav d'sharei chatzeros chayovim. Hasam shabbatim mekura pesuchim chatzeros. A house that's unroofed is useless. A house that's unroofed is not chayv mezuzah, and so to a chatzer that's not roofed is not chayv mezuzah independently. You know why you're chayv and mezuzah in a chatzer? Because the chatzer opens up into the house, like the Rambam just told us. Like Tosis Yishalmi, quoting the name of Yishalmi. Chatzer is only chayv because it opens up into the house, not independently. The other opinion of the Beis Yosef, the Rosh, and that's how Tosis writes himself in Zanochas, is that a chatzer is chayv on its own merits. Oh, but in the house you have to have a roof. A chatzer has no roof. The answer is, yeah, but a chatzer is useful without a roof. A room in your house is not useful without a roof. So one opinion of the Beis Yosef is a chatzer is chayv independently. The other opinion is a chatzer is only chayv because it opens up into the house. What will be the difference? Huge. What if you have a mirpeset? First of all, how do we paskin? So Rav Moshe paskined like the first opinion of Beis Yosef. Tshuva Nigras Moshe, that a chatzer is chayv independently. Rav Moshe says it happens to only be a chatzer that's adjacent to a house. Why? Not because it's chayv by virtue of the house, it's chayv independently, but because otherwise no one really uses it. You can have a chatzer out in the hinterlands with doorposts and everything, but no one's ever going to go there. The only time you use a chatzer that is useful without a roof is if it's adjacent to your house, then I'll use it often. Then Rav Moshe says a chatzer is chayv independently. The Chazon Ish paskens like Rabbeinu Manoach that a chatzer is only chayv because it enters into the home and the home has a roof. That's why a chatzer is chayv, because it enters into the home. Moreover, the Chazon Ish held the chatzer can't be chayv in our times. Even if you would hold that a chatzer is chayv independently, because if you remember two days ago we discussed the Chazon Ish holds we don't have chatzeros anymore in our time at all. So no one does private activities at all. Even though in the times of the Gemara, maybe they were used their chatzah for living activities. We don't use our chatzah for living activities anymore, which was relevant for Lokas Neiris. If you remember, you can't buy Neiris Chanukah in the chatzah and all of that story. Anyway, so the Chazon Ish holds, we don't have chatzah. But either way, the Chazon Ish held, a chatzah is only chayev by virtue of the fact that it opens up into the home. So what's the difference? A big difference. The difference will be if you have a mirpeset, you have a balcony, just for all intents and purposes, a chatzer, there's no roof. We paskin, in order to be chayv mezuzah, you need a roof. But over here, it's a chatzer. Okay? Chatzer is chayv, even without a roof. But why? Why is a chatzer chayv? So one opinion is because it opens up into the house. If that would be the situation, if that's the reason, so then which side of the doorway going out to the balcony should the mezuzah be on? Going into the house, the right side leaving the balcony. Or if you have a deck also like a chatzer. Which side should an enclosed deck could have? It's the same as a balcony. Which side should the mezuzah be going into the house? What if you have, what if the chatzer is chayv independently, like Rav Moshe? So then which side should the mezuzah be on? Going out to the balcony. Because a chatzer is chayv independently. Yeah, it's true. In order to be chayv in the house, you need a roof. That's because it's not usable without a roof in the house. Outside the house is usable without a roof. So then the mezuzah should be going out to the balcony. One can make the same argument by a deck. A deck is also there. Why is it any different? It has a use. It's like an appendage to the house. It's a big difference. Rav Moshe Paskin, it should be going out to the balcony. Chazon Ish held it should be going inside into the house. Chatz is only chayv because it enters into the house, so you're chayv on the side entering into the house. Rav Moshe held that it's only chayv independently, so it should be on the outside going into the mirpesa. If you look in different mezuzah svarim, they'll tell you the minig is one way or the other. Everyone says the minig. Well, one says the minig is like Rav Moshe, the other says the minig is like the Chazon Ish. Yeah, but it's a big difference, l'maisa, which side of a deck, which side of a balcony do you put the mezuzah going on? Okay, shkayach, Rabbi Yisrael.